today, and now for the bad news, at least for the banks. Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Today we discuss the latest from S&P Global Ratings on the risks in the banking system. Remembering yesterday, we discussed the rise in mortgage defaults using their SPIN index. And by the way, if you value the content we produce, please do consider joining our Patreon program where you can support our ability to continue to make great content. And here is the link. And it's also in the comments below. So first, the goodish news. They say the ratings outlook bias for the pool of Asia-Pacific financial institutions that S&P Global Ratings rates has skewed towards stable during the second quarter ended June 30th, 2018. However, they say downside risks remain, particularly regarding the possible emergence of a lower probability negative scenario with a high impact that is outside their base case. Such a scenario could have negative rating implications for Asia-Pacific financial institutions. They said that during the second quarter, they took 22 rating actions affecting Asia-Pacific banks that resulted in the rating outlook or credit watch change. 19 of these ratings changes were positive, and 15 of which were on Japanese financial institutions. By contrast, during the quarter, they took only 3 ratings actions that resulted in a change or outlook change or positive. They also made numerous negative revisions over the past 18 months, affecting their banking industry country risk assessments and or bank ratings. The revisions covered banking sectors in China, Japan, India, Hong Kong, Australia and New Zealand. These negative revisions, they say, afford some flexibility for the emergence of a moderate but not high impact downside scenario, which is outside their base case. Still, they say, huge debts across the region and globally, high asset prices and skittish bond markets could spark a high impact scenario outside their base case. And that could have negative secondary impacts on banks. A sharp correction in asset prices, particularly if associated with a pullback in market liquidity, would likely lead to a revision of their base case and cause negative ratings momentum. But turning specifically to Australia, they say the negative ratings outlooks on systemically important Australian banks reflect pressure on the Australian sovereign creditworthiness. The Commonwealth of Australia is rated AAA, negative, A-1+, and a possible tempering of their current highly supportive opinion concerning the Australian government's tendency to support banks. During the past quarter, they revised their economic risk trend for the Australian banking industry to positive from stable. This reflects their expectations that the trend of an orderly unwinding of economic imbalances, including for high property prices and private sector indebtedness, should continue, at least for the next year. But by contrast, they recently negatively revised their view of the Australian banking sector's industry risk, saying that developments over the past 2 years in the Australian banking sector, including information coming out of hearings at the ongoing Royal Commission, highlight some weaknesses in the effectiveness of regulation in the banking sector and the conduct, governance, and risk appetite shown by Australian banks. That these risks to the banking industry are now overtly stated by a ratings agency is, to my mind, very significant and accurately reflects the growing risks that we are currently tracking. As to the broader economic risks in Australia, we are less bullish than they. If you like what you've heard here today, please share and like the post and add a comment or question. And if you want to join the growing band of subscribers who receive alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst of Digital Finance Analytics, and thanks for listening. I'll talk to you again next time.